You're listening to the Better Off Said podcast, hosted by Nikki Butler and Becca Booker. Better Off Said is a look into the real life situations of today's female millennials. From business ventures to self-care, dating with apps to parenting with screens, nothing is off limits.
While we're both 20-somethings, bloggers, and self-starters, we bring our own unique perspective to the topics we discuss as we're in two completely different stages of life. Expect to hear unfiltered conversations, expert opinions, and overall things that are just better off said.
Thanks for tuning in to the Better Off Said podcast.
We're so excited to start the conversation.
Okay, we are recording.
We are live.
Hello.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
The 85018.
Ooh, best zip code in the state. Should be a wreck.
Right. Okay, Nikki, it is August 31st, which means, actually, I looked outside today, and I know this sounds weird, but by the direction that the light was coming in, I could tell fall is coming.
It's coming. I feel it.
It and we had also a half-ass storm last night. It didn't really hit us. Did you get it?
No, it was like cloudy.
Yeah, because it cloudy, windy, but we didn't get it.
Yeah, but it also was 83 degrees driving to the office at 7:30 this morning. So
Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah, and that is rare. Open. That's rare for August.
I know. Was the office open?
No. So what I do is I drive to Starbucks.
Okay.
And I go through the long drive-through line. And then by the time I get there, it's open.
That's good.
I've figured it out.
Yeah. Hack the system. Okay. And also what comes with fall is sorority recruitment. And this kind of goes hand in hand with my boss moment. But, I don't know if you know this, Nikki, but I'm still technically an advisor for my sorority, like for the marketing side. I honestly don't have to do anything. I don't know as much as I should or like be involved probably as I should, but yeah. I was thinking like, obviously they've had to move recruitment to like, so that it's virtually this year. And I think it started on Saturday, I think like round one. And my thing is just like, who wants to join a sorority, like pay to join a sorority when the whole point is to like go to events and meet people
and be in the house?
Like, who's going to do that right now?
Yeah. Well, my sorority, Alpha Phi at the University of Arizona, had a COVID outbreak. So that's gross. And there were like six people.
Gross.
Got it. And it's so true. It's like, you can't be in the house with all those people in bunk beds, in on the sleeping porch where there's literally like 20 bunk beds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't blame the sorority. Like, what? Obviously that was going to happen. Like if they
went. Yeah, there. No. It's,
and like, what else are they going to do? I hope they're
well,
okay.
It's that is hard. Cause like, what do you do if you live there? Like that's where
where do you go?
Your live-in dues. You don't have anywhere else to go. Like, what do you do?
I've seen that some universities will put students who are sick up in quarantine in like a hotel for 2 weeks.
That's
and they
nice.
Get like food delivered to them.
Well, but honestly, for how much we would pay Alpha Phi, they should do that.
Yeah. Right.
Because Jesus.
Poor girls. Yeah. But this is what I've learned being an advisor. Round one of recruitment, which is when you talk to literally everyone, like everyone, it comes through your doors to meet your sorority, is now each PNM watches a 3-minute video about your sorority and just chooses based off the 3-minute video to eliminate down to round two.
Also, side note, PNM means potential new member for those of you who don't know.
Good call. And I just thought it was like, I could kind of see how you round one might be really easy to do that. Like you kind of already have a feel or like know a little bit about the reputation of each sorority.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're from out of state and you just moved here as a freshman, like what if you don't know anything and you literally have a 3-minute video to base your ideas off of?
That sucks.
Yeah.
God, that sucks. I even think about this whole scenario in COVID.
Mm-hmm. And then I think round two they do via Zoom, and then round three and pref are in person, I think.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would just be so awkward. Like, do you do bump groups? No. On Zoom?
Probably not. They're probably just like, they're probably just like assigning girls like every like 10 or 15 minutes or however long you got to talk. And I bet they're just like switching like chairs.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's but actually
still what a crappy situation.
I feel bad for the, did you guys call it crick?
What's that?
Like the girl who does all the behind the scenes of recruitment, like the matching.
Oh, we didn't call it that, but
oh
yeah,
I think it was called crick. I don't even know what that stands for. Committee. I don't know. What is your best moment?
So mine is just regarding like business and stuff. It can be super intimidating to just reach out to people, whether it's like another business for a partnership or an influencer that you want to like showcase your product or whatever it is. And oftentimes, like I would find myself just talking myself out of doing it because I would like create the answer that I would get and then I would believe it, which is so dumb. So I'd be like, I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
And I've recently been like getting, like breaking out of that limitation that I've been setting for myself. And the results are like insane. It's just so good because people are so much more reachable than you think that they are. And they're a lot more willing to do things or commit to opportunities that you're giving them or whatever it is. And so my boss moment is to really just reach out to whoever that person might be, because you just never know what could happen. And like, for example, I was booking a guest for one of my podcast management clients, and he is the founder of Ashland Hard Seltzer, which is like an up and coming.
Is it for Chanel?
Yeah. But it was an up and coming. Yes. And, it's an up and coming like alcohol beverage that competes with White Claw. And some of their investors are like Chris Lane, the country singer, Lauren Lane, the Bachelorette.
I didn't know that.
Contestant who's married to Chris. A ton of extreme sports superstars, the Salty Blonde influencer. And so after I had booked him, I then reached, like followed up and was like, hey, do you want to be booked on more podcasts? Like I would love to set up an awesome like roster for you. And lo and behold, he said, yes, we talked on Friday and now he's my client.
That's amazing.
I know. So it's just like, you never know. And right. Then also with like the Almost 30 girls, reached out to them to book them and then ended up speaking on a panel with them. So just amazing. Like a lot of cool things that can happen if you're just not afraid and you don't
meet yourself. And the worst thing that they can do is either not respond or say no.
Exactly. And it's like, whatever, you get over it, you sleep on it.
Right. No hard feelings.
Yeah. It's a new day. So
that's amazing.
That's mine. Okay. And then, yeah.
Well, I'll dive into my life update just because we recently talked about anxiety on the podcast. What was that, 2 episodes ago?
Yes.
I was having like the worst anxiety last week and I don't know. I couldn't really like pinpoint it. Like I did have kind of like an accumulation of clients onboarding at the same time. And one of them just was very communicative last week and it just took a lot off my plate. So I wonder if like just the, since I didn't anticipate that, if that kind of just like threw off and like escalated my stress levels, therefore my anxiety was tweaking out. But I felt like I was doing all the things. I was like meditating, doing CBD. It was working out way more than, not way more, but I was being so much more intentional with my workouts than I had been like in quarantine. And I still was just like so anxious, like especially like in the middle of the day, which is like a really weird time for me to be anxious. Like normally if I'm anxious, it's like right before bed or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, really like, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. So I reached out to some friends and on Friday, I just like took the night off social media. Like, I also reprogrammed my phone to do like the social media limits or like the app screen time limits, like where you get cut off from using social media for 4 hours of the day or whatever.
Oh, can you just do that through your iPhone? Through the screen time? Oh, sweet.
Yeah, through screen time. And I took a bath, which was great. I think I needed that. And I took half a weed gummy.
Nice. Nice. And
my Friday night was so much better. We like started Harry Potter. It was just like what I needed. Like sometimes I think you think in order to do anxiety, it's like, okay, what, or at least for me, it's like, what else can I be doing to make this better? But sometimes you almost just need to do less and chill and just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Get rid of the to-do list of what you need to do to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. But the rest of my weekend, I felt a lot better. I attempted to make repairs to my bougainvillea. It has since died since we have spoken about it on the podcast. But I read that like, in order to repair it, you can like basically cut it down to the stem or the stump and try and revive it.
Yeah.
And then it's so vague because plants say like water like once a week, but it doesn't tell you for how long. And I just learned that you're supposed to water it for 25 minutes once a week. Like just like leave the hose out there for 25 minutes,
jeez,
which I 100% had not been doing.
It's because it's like a desert plant, I think, you know?
Yeah. Like everyone says it's drought resistant. I just must have killed it. We also did have a really hot summer.
Yeah, it was very hot,
which did not help with the fact that I was not giving it enough water. And then I was just telling Nikki that I have made the decision, well, I guess I haven't made the decision, but I've been looking to upgrade my kitchen appliances, and this has been like the next big purchase I've been saving up for. And I think I'm going to buy them used. Like there are lots of like people on OfferUp or like Facebook Marketplace who essentially do this like full time. Like they either buy them from Flips or I don't know where else they would really get them from. And then they just like upsell them and deliver them on like OfferUp or Craigslist or whatever. And I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I can probably save at least like $1,000 going this route. I think one of the reasons I didn't want to do it is because I didn't realize it was so easy just to get them delivered. Like I thought I would have to figure that out, which I did not want to. So wish me luck. I am in the market for some stainless steel French door. Well, at least a fridge. I also need a stove and a new microwave. I got the dishwasher handled, but I'm hoping that that goes through.
Awesome.
And lastly, I finally did maple and ash brunch. It was delicious. Like,
it's so good.
So good.
The steak is so good.
Oh, Parker died over the filet. Like, yeah. Loved it. He also got the chicken and like the biscuits and gravy.
Ooh.
Insane. Like, probably my favorite thing. I wish I had gotten that. But
I looked at that and I was like, do I really need to be this fucking fat today? Bottomless mimosas.
See, we ended up not doing bottomless.
What?
We ended up not doing bottomless.
Wait, so did you obviously didn't have to pay for it then.
We had the $100 voucher for the brunch, but it was still like.
And then there's the bottomless card that's separate. So you just didn't use the card.
Correct. And then we just got one cocktail each instead of bottom.
Well, then you can use the bottomless later.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Smart.
But I just like felt that I have not been drinking enough in quarantine to justify doing bottomless mimosa when I literally felt drunk after like.
The tequila shot.
Tequila shot. And then two sips of my Bloody Mary. So.
Oh, I felt drunk after that too, but I have no self-control.
Wait, another Better Off Said moment for me could be that mimosas are overrated. Sorry.
I drink.
Like them.
Well, I like champagne.
Mm.
So I drink them. Like I drink literally the smallest little splash of orange juice if I even do that. So
I've never really been huge on champagne.
Yeah, I'm a huge Prosecco fan. Gives
me a headache. Prosecco. I do like Prosecco, just not champagne as much.
Champagne's sweet, but usually mimosas are Prosecco. So,
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Prosecco's drier. Champagne is sweeter. Brut is sweeter.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm a sommelier. Just kidding.
We should call Sam.
Just kidding. Okay. Is that your life update?
Yes.
Okay. So mine I don't have much. I already kind of touched on the new clients. I got two last week, so that was just like really exciting, but also scary because then you're like, oh shit, it's like fucking go time. Like
that same thing happened to me earlier in August. It wasn't in the same week, but it was like 2 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And like exactly what you said, it's like so exciting, but then you're like, okay, now I have to onboard these people like in about the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like scary and it's a lot, but it is exciting. But it's funny because like I only allowed myself like that. It was on Friday, and like that Friday night, I was like, okay, I won't like worry about it. I won't do anything, whatever. And then I wake up on Saturday and I'm like stressed out as hell, all hell. And I'm like, God dang it. So it's like a blessing and a curse, but obviously at the end of the day, you know, you can do it and you will do it. So it's all good.
Great. Also, Parker and I have started a tradition. Whenever I sign a new client, we go and get Crumble that next Friday.
Nice. I mean, it's so important to like celebrate those wins, you know?
Totally.
Because it kind of like keeps you going, helps avoid like the burnout, and it's just something that should be celebrated.
Right.
And then only other thing really is that we are going to San Diego over my birthday.
Oh, fun.
I'm turning 30.
Yay.
God.
Tell them when.
What?
Tell them when.
When? Oh, yeah. September 23rd.
Love it.
It's a good old Wednesday. So we're going to actually drive out on that day and then stay through Saturday. And actually on Thursday, I'm going to do a branding shoot because...
Oh, for that beach shoot you've been wanting to do?
Yeah. And most of my clients are there, oddly enough. So I'm going to see, like, I'm going to have them, like, be, like, my models and do all that, so.
Why do you need models?
Because I'm doing, like, a lifestyle, like, video, photo shoot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so kind of, like, for website and social, but, like, primarily for website and, like, marketing materials.
Cool.
And, yeah, because I just don't want to be the center of it. Like, I feel like I don't want it to look like a blogger shoot, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. But it's stressful.
Yeah, I will say last time we did one of those at the office, like I used 90% of those photos in more of like our proposals and like client-facing PDFs rather than like social.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of like social, would be great, but the purpose really is for like my website.
Right, right. Anything else for your life? Yeah.
No, that's it.
In San Diego.
I just booked an Airbnb today. It's in Point Loma, so it's close to downtown, close to Ocean Beach.
That's where Parker went to school, so he might have some good recs.
Sweet. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I have a blog on my San Diego favorites, but it's from like a year or two ago.
I'm sure it's not changed that much.
Yeah. Okay, my product of the week, guys, is $12 Amazon sunglasses. They kind of look like you guys have 100% seen them on someone already. Like, I feel like so many people have them, and I was hesitant to buy them.
Are they the $14 ones?
Mine are 12.
Or 12. They're like black. Yeah. Kind of cat eye. Yeah, I have those.
Okay, yeah, see?
Sivan Ayla posted them.
Yeah, and like,
it's so like everyone else.
I've seen them everywhere. Yeah. But I was hesitant to buy them because I have a really narrow and small face, and usually like really structured, bulky glasses like that, like don't even sit on my ears. Like they literally just like fall, but they fit great, look great. I feel like you definitely have to be like done up to wear them. Like it's definitely like a glam look.
Oh yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be able to like pull them off like on one of the days you're wearing like athleisure and a baseball cap.
They remind me of like celebrity glasses you would wear trying to hide from the paparazzi.
Yeah, I refer to them as Kris Jenner sunglasses. So yeah. I'll link those in the show notes, but they're $12 and they come in tortoise as well as black.
Yeah, they do. Those are great. I also highly recommend. And they're like, they're not loose. Like they're tight. They fit your face, which I love because my Ray-Bans always get so loose and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
So mine, it is the Lifestyle Co. just launched a bunch of furniture and rugs and like more of like that heavy duty equipment. And they had posted a project where they included this mirror, and I was like obsessed with it. I like fell in love. It's like a cheaper version of the Anthropology one, and it's so freaking cute. So naturally we got one.
Yay. Where are you going to put it? Entryway?
In our bedroom.
Okay. Cute.
Yeah.
Did it already arrive?
No.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see it.
But Kristen picked it, so I'm sure it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Side note, we interviewed Kristen from the Lifestyle Co. on episode
6.
Okay, it must be 6 because
we both said 6.
So go take a listen.
Yeah. And it's one of our like most listened to episodes. Everyone loves Kristen.
It definitely is our most listened to.
Good job, Kristen. Shout out
Kristen.
Okay. Shall we fill them in on our update?
We shall. So we don't really have a theme for today or a topic, I guess, other than like business has really been like a huge focal point for me, and it's actually been growing a lot quicker than I thought, which is exciting, and I'm very excited for it. But being also a stay-at-home mom, it's really hard to pay a babysitter like 5 days a week. So I really only have one for 2. That being said, I'm trying not to dip into our revenue, our income outside of mine for a babysitter. So I'm really trying to like keep all of those expenses under like my business's revenue, which is tough to do right now. So that being said, we are going to take a month off of the podcast, because I edit everything, do the outlines and stuff, and it's just been a lot of time away from like my family and stuff at nights. So we are going to take a little hiatus.
I think we should come back on your birthday. Like, what if we record the week before a birthday podcast and release it on your birthday?
That would actually I really do want to do like a 30.
I think that'd be a really interesting
30 intentions or something.
Yeah.
30th year. Where's my hair tie? I want my hair up so bad.
But I was just looking at the calendar, and I feel like that would be like a good week to kind of just like come visit.
Come visit. We'll visit you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we're going to do that. And then we're in the meantime going to like revisit a different cadence for the podcast. That's a little bit easier for me to accommodate, editing and all that goodness. Hopefully by then, even in just a month, I'll have like a lot more of my internal stuff nailed down with my business, and I'll be able to just really get a boss bitch handle on all my shit.
Really. And I'm sure that like right now you seem super overwhelmed, but like you said, a month from now, you'll have so much of the onboarding aspect complete, which like, I'm sure it's this way for you, but like the first month when we work with a client is always the work, the month where we do the most work for them. Like,
yeah,
there's so much communication going on that month. And I'm sure that like a month from now, you'll be feeling a lot better. And we'll have like a better, I don't know,
flow,
outlook, yeah, and system.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And like with my clients now too, like that's exactly how it's gone. It's been like a month of craziness and stress and trying to like feel them out and what they want and just getting everything together. And it gets so much easier after that. Mm-hmm. And you just really have like a good communication flow and all of that. So it's really just... Right.
I've almost decided that like we only will onboard one client a month. And I haven't like verbalized that anywhere or like, but I think that's where I'm going with things, because like I would rather dedicate all my time and attention to like onboarding one client. And then, so that means maybe the next client in line needs to wait 2 weeks, like not a big deal.
Yeah. You can just push back their start date.
Yeah. And then that just like makes our life a lot easier. But I'm like you, I'm like trying to get my systems in place to like, maybe I don't have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, honestly, I've listened to so many productivity podcasts. I've downloaded a ton of like calendars and tips and all this shit. And it's like, all of that's great, but you really do still need to take the time to put the flow in place.
Yeah.
Because
also, remember Carter? Carter with Cleanup Agency. Did you ever meet her? She came in the office a couple times. Maybe you weren't there.
I don't think so.
I worked with her and I'm like still working with her. She's just like really good at that stuff, like systemizing and workflows. And she's been doing some of that stuff for me, even like with HR. Like, that's not an area of my expertise. So like, she helped me figure out like my onboarding process and onboarding documents. So if you want her contact information, she's awesome.
Well, and that's, yeah, maybe I should, but like, it's like, that's the stuff that you put on the back burner because it doesn't feel like it's important, but it's so important. And it is actually very critical to the success of your clients.
Totally.
But
and it doesn't time, like you figure it out over time, but like when you're in a pinch like this, sometimes it's like, okay, I'll just onboard the client and then figure it out because it's just priority, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But sometimes it ends up creating more work for yourself when you're not, you know, have a virtual assistant, which is great, but I also do feel like I need to sit down and like give her more direction and like really invest the time in with her about like my goals and what I expect with clients and all of that stuff. So,
yeah.
Cause right now it's just very like surface, like task list and do it, as opposed to like her being like having the understanding of like where I'm taking the business. And then knowing that, I feel like would just make her work better.
Yeah.
You know, like totally. Subconsciously.
Right. And I think that's why this semester has been really hard for me onboarding our interns, because it has been remote. Like, I've never had to do that before. Mm-hmm. So kind of with the VA, well, I guess with the VA though, it's different because they come to the table already having the skills, whereas like interns don't. So
yeah, that's true.
I've been kind of struggling to teach them that, but like, this makes me think, so I have like, I've launched two courses in the past and they take so much work up front to put together, like not only the course material, but like the landing page, the 10 emails you have to schedule out to promote it, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I know I need to come out with the next one. Like, I know exactly what it needs to be, but the client work I have going on right now just takes priority because it's like literally right in front of me. And this course technically doesn't have a deadline. So like, why would I spend my time working on that course that like I can technically release whenever I want, but I know it would be smart to finally have that like out in the open and available for like purchase, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, and it's like a residual income once it's done, right?
You know? Right, exactly. So it's like, I don't know, but it's just finding the time to.
It's hard.
Put that out there.
That's what's hard about being an entrepreneur, is like all of that stuff is stuff that you would have to do on your off time, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you really don't like sleep, I feel like.
Also, I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast, but like being honest, there was a week or two. Well, actually, I guess it was longer, but like, well, there was like a week at the end of March when I lost like 3 clients and like it took up like half of our sales, and due to the pandemic, obviously. And I was scared. Like, this was before like we really knew what the details of the PPP loan was looking like, and like who knew how long coronavirus was going to last and like what this looked like. And I was like kind of scared for a while, but like I did get the PPP loan after applying for it 8 times through 8 different banks. And then business slowly started picking back up. But what was great about that time period was like, since I did have less client work, I use that to like put into my courses. So it's like a double-edged sword, like, or I don't know what I'm trying to say is like,
kind of like a win-win.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it was like a win loss. Like,
oh.
Like it sucked because I was like, there was just like a moment that I had never really experienced before. It's like, where's my next client going to come from? Like, are clients booking and spending on marketing right now? And then, but at the same time, that allowed me the free moment to put together my course and launch it. So like, that was great. And like, we're back to where we were in February pre-COVID, but I was like, there was definitely a moment where I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, and then of course you think like, shit, like I lost those clients.
Everyone else is going to quit too.
Yeah. But like now you're back to where you were, but it's like, well, could I have been at a even better place financially if I didn't lose those three clients? Like,
right.
Like it's always like weighing like the what ifs, and you can't live like that, but I just can't help it. Like that's what I,
right. You know. But then I also wouldn't have had that moment to like finish that course, or like it really forced me to get that out there. And I was like, this is great. Yeah. I now have the time to work on this. So,
which is great.
Yeah. But it also, I mean, my business is relatively new. Like I've been, it'll be 3 years in October that I've been self-employed, and like there hasn't ever really been like a scare like that. So definitely like now I kind of know when that comes along, like I know what to do. I know I'll survive. I know I have like the systems in place to prevent it next time, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. I guess I can't prevent it. Like it's out of my control if a client's doors literally have to close, but
yeah,
you know,
I know I'm catching your drift.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, so, guys, Nikki's birthday.
Yeah. Also, The Bachelorette starts on October 13th. I just found out. So.
Ooh, yay. Okay.
I can't wait.
I'll make sure we get YouTube TV by then so I can watch it.
Yeah, you have to. I don't know how you don't watch it. It's the trashiest, best TV ever.
I like when I live with my two roommates right out of college, like I would always watch it with them because they were super into it. And it was like a fun like roommate thing to do.
Yeah.
But we didn't keep cable after like the, like when I moved out with those two roommates, like I just lived with one of those roommates and we didn't get cable. And it was just like hard to, it's not as fun when you watch it a day later.
Yeah. I mean, it's, especially if you're like on social media and you see everything, it's like meh. Okay.
Yeah. Not as fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'll get into it.
Alrighty.
That's my word.
Well, thank you guys for understanding, and we will chat at you later.
Chat you later. See you on the gram.